8:30 on Craig and Company. Time for The Lighter Side, brought to you by Farmington Bank. Now, I have no idea what stories Christine is going to do. She hasn't discussed it with me, so I'm discovering this right along with you. Go ahead.
This is just a thought for you to keep all that extra change that you have in your car, in your purse.
In the couch.
Anywhere you find it, because, you know, we just discard it or we leave it where it is.
I have a jar at home I put it in.
Okay, that's smart, because the TSA makes almost $1 million a year just from the loose change people leave behind at security.
$1 million a year.
$1 million a year.
What? Where is that money going?
Well, back into the TSA, I would imagine.
Wow.
Okay, Gary, we all know that taking out a phone at dinner can be just instant death to a date or a conversation.
Oh, God.
But not for the reasons you think. 30% of people will not date you if you have a flip phone. So if you take it, because right now things are changing to if you use your phone at dinner.
Right.
They're okay with that.
Okay.
You take out your phone. But if you pull out anything other than a smartphone.
An iPhone or whatever.
If it's you're undateable to 30% of the population.
Oh, because if you have that, what else do you have still?
Exactly.
Nehru jackets?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's pretty much all downhill after age 30. That's based on a new survey where people were asked what was the most enjoyable decade in your life.
That is correct.
What was the most enjoyable decade for you? Between what and what age?
I think
10-year span.
25, 35.
All right, well, you're right in there with most people would say ages 21 to 30 were the best years of their life.
Yeah.
All right, after that, it's 31 to 40.
Oh, God.
And then beyond that,
No
one is saying that those are the best years of their lives.
Oh, it's a nightmare right now.
So it's all downhill.
It's all downhill.
From 30.
And uphill.
And Gary, everyone is having way less sex than you think.
Okay.
A lot of people
having way less sex than me. Because if you are, you're not alive.
No one's having a great sex life. A new survey asked how much sex you think the average person has in a month.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Two times a month, average.
What? This is what you think people are having versus what they are having.
Oh, think people are having. Oh, at least 4 times a month, I think people are having sex at least 4 times a month.
The survey said the average person has in a month, the answer was between 14 and 17 times.
Oh.
Or once every 2 to 3 days.
Really?
But that's not anywhere close to reality.
That's not the reality.
We're actually getting it on an average of about 4 to 6 times a month.
Yeah, there you go. I said it. I was right.
Once a week.
Yes, I was right.
Even that seems high to me.
4 to 6 times a month.
4 to 6 times a month.
I'm
once a week.
I'm doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
With who?
No, I didn't say with who.
I think you need your bell.
Think about it. It'll be hilarious about 10 minutes from now.
Only on 96.5 TIC.